وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program For Humanity. In this program, we are trying to better ourselves, trying to rectify ourselves, trying to purify ourselves. Why? For two reasons. One, so we can become good human beings that inshallah will go to heaven, and also try not to transgress and go over the limits and take the rights of other people. Because me and you, we are social creatures. Being social creatures means that I and you must coexist with one another. If I take your rights and you take my rights, then we are nothing but كالأنعام بل أضلّ سبيلا, as the Quran says, like mules, but even worse off. At least mules don't have reasoning or intellect. We have intellect and reasoning. So from here, we understand that me and you, we need to work on ourselves first and foremost. How do we begin? Where do we begin when it comes to the self-purification process in order for us to become good human beings and deal with each other kindly and justly and fairly? Now, before we talk about where do we begin and what do? Let us understand how important it is for us as human beings to be human beings. We understand it is important if we look at certain things. One, the reason and the purpose of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending prophets and messengers. That's the first thing. Why did Allah send so much prophets and messengers? 124,000 of them. For what reason? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah has done a great favor on the believers when He sent from amongst themselves a messenger. يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. This messenger's job, one, to recite the verses of Allah to them. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and He cleanses them, purifies them. Two, three, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and He teaches them the book. Four, وَالْحِكْمَةِ, wisdom. So four things messengers are here to do. Why? وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Because human beings were ignorant type of people. They were ignorant. They were killing each other. They were taking the rights of each other. They reached a point where back in pre-Islamic time, pre-Islamic era, in the ignorance paganism era, they got to the stage where they used to bury their daughters alive. So Allah says, how bad could it get when it comes to harming and hurting one another, causing affliction upon one another? That not only you've done riba, you've done interest, usury, usurping the lands and property of other people, killing one another through war, but now you're even burying your own daughters. That's how much humans transgressed against one another. So Allah said, I'm going to send messengers who will do certain things that hopefully if you guys follow it, you will become good. That is the number one reason of why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets and messengers. Two, the prophet he himself said, before I mention what he said, let us take a short break and then we come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he highlights his mission statement. Why is he here? He says, "Innama bu'ithtu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq." Indeed, surely, exclusively, I'm here. I was sent to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to perfect morality. I want you guys to be the perfect human beings. That's what he wants from me and you. And then he says, عليكم بمكارم الأخلاق فإن الله عز وجل بعثني بها. I applaud you. I encourage you. I seek it from you. I mean, I don't know what other words the Prophet could use. When he says alaykum, it's an Arabic word that encompasses all these English words. Bimakarim al-akhlaq, the best of morals, not just any morals, the best of morals. Because Allah has sent me with it. So once we understand the purpose of the messengers and the purpose of the prophets, 124,000 of them, just so they can teach me anew akhlaq of how to deal with one another. Then we understand that we have a duty and a job to do. It's not left to chance. Two, what will save me and you on a day of judgment? Is it my salah? Is it my siyam? Is it my charity? Is it my good deeds? No. These all put aside if the person's akhlaq are bad. So the hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, مَا يُوضَعُ فِي مِيزَانِ إِمْرِئٍ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ. There is nothing more better that weighs more on your scales on a day of judgment than your good ethics and morals. Nothing. Sometimes I do a lot of good deeds, I do a lot of good actions, but then I go here and there, I yell at this person, I shout at this person, I say this to this person, I hurt the feeling of this person, I do a lot of things. Allah says, then what's the point of your fasting? Because your fasting and your salah was meant to give you taqwa and piety, and you got nothing out of the salah because it did not show. Salatan ha'an al-fahsha' al-munkar. Prayer was meant to prevent you from doing all these bad things, but it didn't because your akhlaq is still bad. So therefore, we're not going to accept them, which they're going to put aside. And then Allah says in the Quran, which is a very scary verse for me and you, He says, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا. We came to everything they gather. فَجَعَلْنَاوْ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. We made it into dust. We turned it into dust. So you need to keep that in mind. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also says, أَكْثَرُ مَا تَلِجُ بِهِ أُمَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ تَقْوَى اللَّهُ وَحَسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. My ummah, the two main things that will get them in heaven are two things. Piety, fear of Allah, and also their akhlaq. Sometimes a person might not have piety, but he has the best of akhlaq. Allah might forbid him, pardon him, and get him to heaven. And we've heard so much stories of that. Allah is doing that. So akhlaq is going to save me and you in the Day of Judgment. So once we understand the importance of tazkiyah, importance of working on ourselves because of these two reasons, then we say to ourselves, we need to start working. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.